Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
Thirsting and Longing by Thomas Brooks, 1608 through 1680. My advice and counsel is this: in all your closet prayers, thirst and long after communion with God. In all your private retirements, take up in nothing below fellowship with God. In nothing below a sweet and spiritual enjoyment of God. Song of Solomon 3 verses 1 through 3, Psalm 73 verse 28. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 27 verse 4. The temple of the Lord, without communion with the Lord of the temple, will not satisfy David's soul. As the hart pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2. The heart, as Aristotle and others observe, is of all creatures most hot and dry of itself, but especially when it is chased and hunted. Then it is extremely thirsty. By this, David discovers what a vehement and inflamed thirst there was in his soul after communion with God. As nothing could satisfy the hunted heart but the water brooks, so nothing could satisfy his soul but the enjoyment of God. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Psalm 43 verse 4. The altar of God is here put for the worship of God. Now, it is not barely the worship of God, but communion with God in his worship that was David's exceeding joy. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longs for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Psalm 63, verses 1 and 2. David's soul did not thirst after a crown, a kingdom, or any worldly greatness or glory, but after a choice and sweet enjoyment of God in his wilderness estate. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Psalm 84, verse 2. I commend that speech of Bernard: I never come to you but by you. I never come from you without you. Whenever you go into your closets, press hard after real and sensible communion with God, so that you may come out of your closets with some shine of God upon your spirits, as Moses came down from the mount with his face shining. Exodus 34, verses 29 through 35. Oh, do not take up in your closet prayers tears, joys, or enlargements, but labor and long to enjoy that inward and close fellowship with God in your closets, as may leave such a choice and sweet savor of God both upon your hearts and lives, as others may be forced to say, surely these have been with Jesus, Acts 4, verse 13. It is sad when Christians return from their closets to their shops, their trades, their families, their commerce, etc., without the least visible rays of divine glory upon them. O sirs, closet prayer will be found to be but a dry, sapless, lifeless, heartless, comfortless thing if you do not enjoy communion with God in it. Communion with God is the very life, soul, and crown of all your closet duties. Therefore, press after it as for life.